Voice America middle and high school students are making a difference in their communities. The Prudential Spirit of Community Awards honors them for their volunteer service.
If you would like to learn more, visit spirit.prudential.com.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
Monday at 5 o'clock. It must be Monday in Cleveland at 5 because the issues of people in the community. We are live on Facebook and live here in the studio on 1490 on your AM dial. I am Pastor Aaron Phillips. I have the privilege to be the senior pastor of Sure House Baptist Church and the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. We're so grateful today to allow to be here. And we changed our theme song, y'all, because we are waging war. We are going on the offense. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 22, the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violent, we take it by force. We're taking it by force today. We're bringing it to the streets, bringing it to the people. We're not waiting on the change. We are the change, all right? We're on offense today, going into devil's territory and taking back everything that he stole from us. Thank you, Leo. We enjoy. I'm so glad we were able to be with us today. Thank you for joining us all over in Cleveland. Here we are, the issues, the people, and the community. We've got a lot of stuff going on this week. But let me first hurry to tell you, you know, we usually have Job Seeker Tuesdays on Tuesdays at Sure House Baptist Church. Tomorrow we will not have it, only because we're going to have our first annual fundraiser tomorrow for the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, which is going to be at the Crop Bistro right here in town in Cleveland, Ohio. So No Job Seekers Tuesday, tomorrow only. We'll be right back to work at it on the following Tuesday at 2nd Ebenezer Baptist Church during the citywide revival. If you haven't heard, now you know, on Tuesday, October 29th through the 31st, we will be having the Cleveland citywide revival, which will be held at the 2nd Ebenezer Baptist Church, which the great pastor there is Reverend Dr. A.L. Owens. We'll be there every night at 7 p.m. And we're adding something new for our Facebook listeners and our family in Cleveland this year. It's called Impact Hour. From 6 to 7 on that same evening during the citywide revival, we're going to have a meal for everyone. So because we know people are coming home from work, people work up until 5 or 5:30. So we're going to have you come in and be able to eat a little short meal, and we're going to provide some community information on Tuesday. We're going to talk about career opportunities for folks. That's going to be our Job Seeker Tuesday there at 2nd Ebenezer on that Tuesday, October 29th. October the 30th, we're going to have someone there to talk about Medicaid and Medicare. You know, it's time to re-up and sign up again for your health care information, going to the health care market. So we're going to have people to help you with that process on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, where someone to speak to us from a juvenile court about what's happening with our children. Each night there's going to be a lecture. It's from 6:30 to 7. The lecture will be on, one night will be on spiritual warfare. Yours truly, Pastor Aaron Phillips, I'm program chairman, going to be talking about spiritual warfare specifically on that Tuesday night, October the 29th. And then on Wednesday, Pastor Ivy Jones, pastor of the Great Grace Baptist Church, he's going to be talking about spiritual gifts on Wednesday. And then we're going to close on Thursday. Pastor Nathan Nance from the Mount Gilead Baptist Church will be teaching on spiritual growth. So we're going to have we want to impact the community with what we're doing. Thank you, Pastor Simmons, for watching. Good to see you, my dear brother. All right. And we appreciate all that's happening in the city of Cleveland. Boy, we're going so much. We're doing so much because the harvest is plentiful, Brother Al, but the laborers are what? They're few, but we're thankful to God that we are laboring in God's vineyard today. Boy, I don't know where my co-host, Dr. Jarvis, is after I was going all the way out there to the west side yesterday, Brother Shivers, to the Keaton Bowling Hall and support. She should have been the first one here. She should have met me at the door. So if you're listening, Dr. Jarvis, we're awaiting your arrival. I hope everything is okay. You know, I hope she didn't have a flat tire, run out of gas, or get hit by a truck. All those would be excusable absences. But we're thankful to God that we're hoping everything is okay, Dr. Jarvis. All right. Now, I do have the privilege to have Brother Al Shivers here today. We should have a little thing, Brother Leo, that has a pain. Hey, yeah, Brother Shivers. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're glad to have you, Brother Shivers.
Good evening, Tom.
Is one of our men who are working to become a deacon at our church, and he's working like the dickens. So, yeah, he's working so hard, he thinks somebody ought to pay him some money. But I thank you that you are here doing the Lord's work. Yes, sir. All right. And he has been working. He's brought a young man here. I didn't get a chance to, he sure knows what he looks like. He knows what he's talking about. I'm in transition ministry. Oh, this is like I'm in transition ministry, Brother Shivers.
That's right.
Wow, I love, what a great name. Transition. You know, I could preach a sermon about that.
You're going to do that,
You should. You know I am.
You're going to keep my name?
No, I'm not going to give you no credit, sir. Absolutely not. You own the radio for free as it is.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
But I am so grateful that this is, are you a minister?
Should
I say
yes,
minister?
I am.
Are you pastor?
No, just minister.
Okay, you all need to come close to the mic, y'all, so they can hear you real good.
Yeah, right.
AM. All right, this is Minister Jason Calloway. He's the Executive Director, Men Recovering Housing and Mentoring Alliance. Man, I should have met you.
God bless you.
I should have met you. And he's right on 2490 Lee Road Is that where they have the...
Rockefeller Point, right across from the Rockefeller Point.
I know exactly where you're talking about. In another life, I used to go there for meetings. Okay. So I know about that. I know about that space.
Club 24?
Yep.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And I tell you, that's a great... great ministry, Brother Shivers, is speaking very highly of you. And in all sincerity, it's good to have people around you. I'm looking at my face, who you can trust. And Brother Shivers is one of those folks that if he recommends somebody, I know it's going to be okay. I really appreciate you, Brother Shivers. I can't do everything, can't be everywhere. So I got to have people like Brother Shivers to help me with the work that we're doing. Lovely. And sounds like you're doing some great work. Tell us about yourself, Minister Calloway.
Well, I'm a minister sitting up under Dr. Durrell and Belinda Scott at New Spirit Revival Center. We started a ministry where we were dealing with men homeless. So many men in the greater Cleveland area pushing carts and living out on the streets, and we just couldn't have it anymore. We said that, you know, something's got to be done. You know, God spared us and came down from heaven and died for us. And I just thought it would only be fair. He said, how can you profess to love God whom you've not seen, and you see your brothers daily in this condition? So with that being said, I said that we had to go in and do something. So we opened up our first house, which was on Darley Avenue, East 110th. Actually, we got 8 houses now. So East 110th was the first house.
Right, what side of town? East 110th on the
east
south side?
Cleveland and Asbury, between Superior and Asbury.
All right, north side.
The north side of town.
Okay.
Yes.
And tell me about the houses that you...
Well, what we do in the houses, we are in a family setting. We belong to Northeast Ohio Recovery Alliance, which is a program, which a nonprofit my wife started, and we're a nonprofit organization where we sit in and we just love people the way, you know, traditionally, the way we used to love each other.
So now you're taking in homeless people.
Absolutely.
So that's, I just want to get what's the point of entry to become a part of your ministry? What is that point of entry?
It's not just homeless. It's opiate addictions. It's cocaine addictions. But we say homeless because, first of all, you know, we don't want to leave anybody out. But really, we're a drug rehabilitation program where we work with men and women suffering with addiction issues from opiates, heroin. And there's so many drugs now that I could begin to mention that you'll need another segment.
No, I really wanted you to talk about that because I was talking to Brother Shivers today. You know, there was a case that was settled just today that was getting ready to go to trial in federal court where the Summit County and Cuyahoga County was actually suing these drug manufacturers in there.
We're on that lawsuit.
Yeah, I figured told Brother Shivers you would probably know exactly what I was talking about.
So we're part of that lawsuit. That lawsuit was a big a lawsuit in which they were suing the producers of opiate throughout the not only Ohio, but it came from New York. It was through it was like worldwide, California.
But I think, Minister, that Ohio led the way in that.
They did,
and specifically Cleveland, right here.
It was the lawyers that they hired from out of New York.
Right,
they came in and represented the state of Ohio, and we were down on I believe it was Ontario Street protesting about the opiate producer. In fact, I'm kind of shook up because we lost a young man by Chip Kubiak this weekend, and he was a young man who. Doctor had prescribed over 60 Xanax to him, and 60 Xanax, and he's been suffering with some psychological issues, but mainly just with drug related issues. And you know, his mother, I sent prayers out to her. She was suffering from cancer, and he just couldn't handle it. It was a lot going on in his family, personal life, and so the Xanax that the doctor offered him, his father went and filed a lawsuit against the doctor who prescribed him. He said he had no knowledge, but then how could you not have any knowledge of a client that you're representing and you're looking at his chart? So it's just unacceptable. Right. You know,
and you would think that 60 Xanax just sounds excessive. Some things, you know, just shock your conscience, the courts will say.
Two months supply, but probably a month or a weekend or a week on the street, because these Xanax probably went into everybody's hands. So we got doctors out there prescribing pills, opiates, and Percocets and all these different high potent drugs, oxycodone.
Well, I will tell you, and I don't know if you agree with this, Brother Shivers, or listen, you're going to have to stay over because we're going to run out of time in a moment. Can you stay over for the next segment?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
But I was very gladly and surprised to see that these these companies are being held accountable.
Yeah.
You know,
I
would have never, I'm sure there's multiple reasons why, but it's still just a good start in the right direction, understanding that people get hooked on these drugs and it's not a race problem. It has nothing to do with where you live, what side of town you're from, what your family makeup. They always making all these other excuses about that.
Well, I'm going to go in on that one because in 19, you know, growing up in the inner city of Cleveland, you know, and I hate to say it because it is true, but it's a fact, though. These drugs were all out on our streets, on the corners. When all the jobs started to fade out, white motors, all these different things, and our brothers started to lose their jobs, and they were on the street, T's and B's, Percocets, and all these things were on our corners, and it wasn't a problem.
Well, I didn't, I let you bring it up. We know that, that's what makes us shocked.
Just touching it lightly.
No, but that makes us shocked that they're holding these account, these companies accountable.
I'm glad, absolutely, but I'm just saying,
I'm shocked that they're making them hold them accountable. What we need to make sure they do is when they start paying for their mistakes, that money trickles down into our community to support programs like yours, my brother.
Absolutely.
All right, and that's what I'm talking about
today.
That's the issue, the people and the community. That's why we're here to advocate for our community, brother. Right. We're already together. Give me some. I'm talking much better than you. I'm preaching much better than you responding, brother. But I appreciate that.
And we
appreciate you being with us today. And this is about the people, the issues in the community. Dr. Jarvis, get in so you can help us close out. You'll hear from us the other side. We're waging war on the devil. We're talking about an issue that came right from the hell, the pit of hell, but we're on the offense, the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Suffering violence, but the violent take it by force. You'll hear from us on the other side of this break.
Tired of the devil stealing from me. I promise he won't get one more thing. I'm taking it back, taking territory.
Everything you need to know about Cleveland sports, news, weather, and more is at NewsTalkCleveland.com. For instant updates, follow us on Facebook at NewsTalk1490 and on Twitter at NewsTalk1490.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fred's East Main Automotive reminds us that many veterans returning from service are in need of work. Many have elite military training and valuable professional skills that can benefit your company. Show your stripes, hire smart, and hire vets. That's courtesy of Fred's East Main Automotive, where more professional mechanics and vehicle owners realize that years of experience in major and minor automotive repair, as well as top quality service, stands behind their fine reputation. For guaranteed results, call 330-673-6192. That's 330-673-6192. Fred's East Main Automotive is on air because they care.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
My name is Dr. Will Crossley, president of the Piney Woods School, the longest-serving African-American boarding school in the country. Since 1909, Piney Woods has educated children with the unshakable belief that all students can lead extraordinary lives through academic achievement and responsible citizenship. As a graduate, I was once one of those students. With nearly 100% of our graduates going on to college, you can make an impact in our students' lives and communities. Partner with us today. Go to pineywoods.org and click donate.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services for such a time as this.
Thank you. It must be Monday at 5 o'clock. We're listening to the issues of people in the community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips, the senior pastor of the Sure House Baptist Church Ministries, located 113 18 Miles Avenue. Best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We're looking for you. God bless you all for being here today. Also have the privilege to be the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, which is an amalgamation of all of the African-American clergy organizations. By the way, let me just put that in. Tomorrow we'll be meeting as Clergy Day, Brother Shivers. That's the busiest day of the week for me. Yes. That's when you don't like to be around me the most. Yeah. We'll be at United Pastors Admission at 10 o'clock, and then we'll be at the Baptist Ministers Conference at 1 o'clock for our clergy meetings. Tomorrow, Reverend Dr. Derek Williams will be preaching, and Dr. Owens will be giving our teaching as we're getting ready for the citywide revival. All road leads to the Second Ebenezer Baptist Church, October 29th, 30th, and 31st. And Dr. Cedric Veal, the senior pastor and the fantastic, great, anointed preacher, man of God, is our evangelist, revivalist that week. I want you all to be praying right now for our revival. We want to be in prayer mode. Our city needs transformation, and it starts spiritually. We have some spiritual problems, and it starts with us. So we're asking all the pastors and all the people of God to come and pray with us, and we want souls to be saved this week. We're having choir rehearsal today. When I leave here, Brother Shivers, we're going to Sure House Baptist Church for a choir rehearsal for the citywide revival at Sure House from 6 to 7:15 tonight. So we're looking forward to spiritual things, brother, as we're doing what God has called us to do. I hope I would like you to come and even have a booth there for us so people can understand and know what you're doing. I want to get right back into the conversation with Minister Calloway. He's doing a fantastic job in having the point of entry for people who understand that drug addiction is a disease, and it is a disease straight from hell. And just like any other disease, you shouldn't be locking people up. You should be treating the disease. And we know one of the reasons why we came to this point where we are now is because other people who don't look like us have started to be getting hooked on those drugs. And we know that we all have been saying that, but so I'm just amazing to see what can happen when we get together. Amen. And I just want to say that, Minister Calloway. And that is important. You know, I'm just as upset about that as anybody. And some of the people, some of the reasons why we have the drug laws we have is because of good-minding, thinking, liberal Democrats. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, let's be clear about that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
right.
We are here where we are now, and it's good to see when we come together, black folks, white folks, Democrats, Republicans, when people come together, Gentiles. We can solve Jews, Gentiles, we can solve these problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that is what I do really appreciate. Mm-hmm. We have lawyers, we have our county prosecutor, our county executive, and lawyers who came together and said, we've got a problem, and we need to solve that problem. And thank God that our brother here, Mr. Calloway, is a part of that, solving that problem, part of the solution. He's on that lawsuit, and we're going to make sure, and we're going to hold them accountable, because we need to make sure that drug programs in our community are well funded. That's one of the biggest things that we have, because our people haven't been able to get the kind of treatment that a person who works on Wall Street or, you know, is some other doctors. And if you can really go to a real rehab place, I always think about when I think about rehab, I don't know if you do this, but I think about Iron Man. Yeah. No, you remember Robert Downey Jr. Had a huge drug problem. Huge. He was in and out of the county jail. He was wearing it, but then he finally got some help that Robert Downey Jr. Money could pay for, and now he's retiring, being Iron Man. And I love that guy.
Val Kilmer didn't get that help.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, Val Kilmer. He didn't get that help, and it took him. It took his career tremendously down. And I remember what you said. And Will, he did come back.
He did. He made a comeback.
Fantastic. He's having a fantastic career as a result of a good rehabilitation program. This guy's life. But I want to give you kudos too before we get into this, because I was thinking, I was sitting here reading Ephesians 6:5. And it says, servants, be obedient to them that are your master, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. And sometimes we don't know how hard you work, and our pastors work behind the scene. And I never would imagine you being in this situation, not only working in the church, working in the community, but you are working now, even in another way, bringing attention to what has plagued our communities for years.
Right.
And I'm going to say this, because I hate that movie, The Godfather, and everybody loves The Godfather. But the one part of The Godfather which they changed, they said, hey, we're changing what we do now. And they wanted to transfer from, the liquor and everything, the stealing and everything, and they said, we're getting into the narcotics.
Right.
And so when they said that we're getting into the narcotics, they said in the movie, said, we're going to bring it. We didn't say darkies. It said, we're going to take it to the niggas. That's what it said. It said, we're going to take it to
Think we can say that on the radio.
I'm not on it, but, it had been said. And it said darkies, and God forgive me, but I'm going to repent and say all things in truth. I didn't say it, but that's what they said.
Right.
And see, it's so easy for people to say things but never apologize as a result to a people whom they offend.
Right.
And for so long, we've been hurt in our communities. We've been lacking education, lacking the support, lacking the financial support. But it's a sad thing to say that now that all these children are coming down in our communities and dying as a result of what happened, I don't thank God, because I know God is not that way, but I know that the devil will use whatever he can to destroy, to seek, and kill anyone.
Well, this is why I have changed the song, and I wanted our Facebook listeners to know, too. And there's my dear friend and brother from another mother, Brother Norm Ince, watching. Good to see you. This is why I wanted to. Well, that's why we have to go on the offense, because there was a strategic plan. There always is for, especially when it comes to African American men.
Amen.
They start building prisons based on the graduation rates of African American boys in the third grade.
Did the work, did the research to come in and find out how many people are going to the prisons, but they said, we'll watch, and as a result of those that are suffering in the third grade, that are missing school, that are tardy, that are not passing grades, and they'll be the ones that'll be going to prison.
Right, and my point is, there's a plan against us.
Yeah.
So that's why we got to go. And usually how we've been responding is defensively, and we're trying to be reactionary. We need to go on the offense.
That's what we're
talking about. The kingdom of God surface violence, but the violent take it by force. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody going to give us nothing. I don't want nobody to give me nothing.
No.
I want what's old and due, because it's old and due. We have real transformation real transformation in our communities. We want our communities to look better, to be better, we want to be better in ourselves. So we can only do that. And it's amazing what we can do when we come together.
Amen.
And I will tell you, when we can have some serious rehabilitation centers that are, I remember going to rehab centers in our neighborhoods. It always wasn't the best facility. We had the workers who work these facilities are always the most dedicated. Mm-hmm. They're working overtime, usually all the time. And, sometimes, how the government money gets slow sometimes, so your paycheck doesn't always be there on the right day. But all those people who work those facilities, I remember Reverend Humphrey. I don't know if you know Reverend Humphrey, but he's went on to be with the Lord. Now, he started a drug rehabilitation center with no money when crack first came out back in the 90s right here. And many people who have recovered, was in that recovery center without any money, will give those testimonies to this very day how Reverend Humphrey helped them out. So we have always been dedicated that way. What we've always lacked was real resources to make a greater and better impact. We've got a couple of callers. Let's take one if we can. Go ahead, Leo.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the co-host of
Cleveland Clergy Coalition. How is everybody?
How are you? She co-hosted from somewhere else, from another location.
I'm at the library. I'm here at a meeting where I learned how Robert's Rules of Order and how to have meetings in order so that we can increase our population of organizations and not decrease. However, I have a question for our visitor. This is Gwen Jarvis. How are you?
God bless you, ma'am. I'm doing well.
Okay, I have a question for you. About I own a sober house, and in fact, I own a sober house which was the very first black sober house for men in the state of Ohio, which was started by my cousin in 1994.
Okay.
And surprisingly, he ran it all those years until he died 2000. Anyway, I've been having it for 12 years on his death, and he never did a 501c3. So I had to do a 501c3 so to make us be legitimate.
Right.
Okay? And it's been a challenge because I knew absolutely nothing about the
Now, Dr. Jarvis, you
better
ask him a question because we're going to go out and run out of time.
Okay. So my question is to you, what are some of the things that you do with sober houses? Oh, have you ever heard of Sobriety in Motion?
Well, I have, and we've been to various conferences, and like I said, we deal with a lot of residential recovery. Me and my wife, we started residential recovery with nothing, no money. We do this because we love to help people. And so that's just something that we do. And one of the things that I have to say, so when you think of sober houses, it took a bad turn because a lot of people would drive past sober houses and they would look and see guys out front with cigarettes and whatnot. And then it took a bad turn. But as far as sober houses, that was a pathway and a door that was open that brought residential recovery. So stem and impressing towards the same mark.
Right.
But
I got to go. The music is playing. Thank you.
Okay.
You can stay
I'll stay on.
Thank you, Dr. Jarvis. Appreciate you listening to Issues, the People and the Community. I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips, and Dr. Jarvis is at our other location at the library today. I'm here with Brother Al Shivers and Minister Jason Calloway from I'm in Transition Ministries. Thank you for being here with us here, brother. You'll hear from us on the other side of this break.
Forget them other dealers. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. North Coast Auto Mall. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Hey. North Coast Auto Mall. They gon' have you riding round. Something new. 99 cents down.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. Hard to believe it though. But trust me, people, they have tons of vehicles. North Coast Auto Mall. 3 locations. And they work with any credit situation.
Any credit situation.
So don't worry about your credit.
About your credit.
At North Coast Auto Mall, you can get it. You need a new whip. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. You wanna ride fly. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Forget them other dealers. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. North Coast Auto Mall. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Visit North Coast Auto Mall and get a new car for as little as 99 cents down at any of our 3 locations. Broadway and Rockside on the Bedford Auto Mile. Britton Road across from Chapel Hill Mall in Akron. And Pearl and Brook Park in Parma.
99 cents down. For example, amount of finance equals 9,000. APR rate 24.9. 48 monthly payments of $297.91 upon approved credit.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton. Join the National Action Network, not because of what we have done, because we have done much, but because of what we are still doing. We need action around voting rights. We need action around health care. We need action around dealing with the injustice in the criminal justice system. Be a member of the Action Network that's out now fighting for you. Call 1-877-626-4651. Or go online to www.nationalactionnetwork.net and become a part of the action.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, It is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
As surprise medical bills bankrupt Americans, Rob Portman demands insurance companies pay their fair share, opposing their rate-setting proposal to cover less medical care. Thank you, Rob Portman, paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
Over the past 50 years, SCORE mentors have helped more than 10 million small business owners succeed for free.
Starting a business can be incredibly confusing.
SCORE really helped me steer the course.
Whatever the business, there's a SCORE mentor who can help you reach your goals.
SCORE mentors are serious business experts.
Are you starting or growing a business? Be one of the next 10 million small businesses helped for free by SCORE. Get your free business mentor at score.org.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
We just met a great partner. We're back. We're on the issues of people in the community. I'm your host, Senior Pastor, Pastor Aaron Phillips, Sherrouse Baptist Church, and Executive Director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. That's enough of that. We just have a new partner, Brother Shivers. Say hello to everybody on Facebook, Brother Shivers.
Hello, everybody.
All right. And you can see we just established us a new partner here with Minister Jason Calloway. Amen. I know we're going to let him go after this segment, but he will be back, and we're going to make this a regular appointment for you to come, give us updates, and
Absolutely. Us
give us support. I know Dr. Jarvis. Is Dr. Jarvis still on the phone there, Leo? We can kick her in. All right. I know Dr. Jarvis has a sober house, and maybe we can connect you all, and we can provide some support and resources to connect us, because that's what this is about, is networking. And I don't believe in trying to start something if something's already going. Just join So that's what we want to do, and you're doing a fantastic job.
Let me ask you, Dr. Jarvis, before I forget. Dr. Jarvis, I wish I would have met you last week, because there was a young gentleman by the name of Chip this weekend. I was trying to find him a bed, and we didn't have a bed available. Willing to sleep on the couch, sofa, anywhere. He just wanted a bed to get to a sober living environment. And he's no longer with us. His father, he was staying with his sponsor down in the basement. And then the 9 o'clock the next morning, he went down there and he found him. He was dead.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. And see, Dr. Jarvis, you know him. I want everyone else to know, too, Brother Shivers, the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, in connection with United Pastors Mission, went downtown during the July 4th weekend to tell people about against OIPUS, standing against OIPUS. We've been a part of that.
Yeah, we were.
And we're all together in that.
This is a
fight that we all need to continue to be about our Father's business. And the kingdom of God is so huge. So we need to learn how to, you know, one of my dearest friends, Dr. C.J. Matthews, he says this all the time. He says, there's a lot of good things that are happening in Cleveland. They're just happening in individual silos. If people could ever find each other, we could really be a great city. And so then after he told me that, he said, now, Pastor Phillips, that's your job to connect everybody. he didn't say he was going to take it on. Right. He gave it to me. But I don't mind doing that, because I think it is so important. It's a great job to have. I'm honored to have that job, because we need to connect people and see how strong, what a strong community we have. This brother started, and that's what I love about folks who want to have a passion for something. And you know, everybody's waiting for this or waiting for that, waiting for the other. No. This is is the way that we ought to be doing things, coming together, and you don't wait for somebody else. You are the solution. You know, we're not waiting for you. Are, and I really appreciate you, Minister Calloway, and then thank you for what the work that you're doing. And it's amazing. We were off the air, Dr. Jarvis, and we were sharing with this. We have this is so simple. You know, just, I think if I could be in charge, Minister Calloway, for about 90 days, I could do a lot of cleaning up. It's really simple. You got all these people locked up in jail, right? Mm-hmm. Who have drug problems that need to get out, not be dead. And then you got all these sober houses that need people in them. Right. It's real simple. Just put them together. Yeah. I mean, how hard can that be? You know,
of it is that we're missing a connection here. It's a lot of good avenues that's taking place. And in fact, we just came from a conference that was in Columbus. Columbus had a sober living conference. It was just was given. And these conferences, what they did, they opened up the door so that we can find and collaborate and contact one another to get the research. So that we had, you got Case Western Reserve on part with evidence-based practices that they're helping to show best practices for helping people eradicate. Because after you get over the drug addiction, a lot of it is mental health.
Right.
A lot of these people.
Right. Exactly. That's a good point.
A lot of
that's
these
a very
people,
good point.
They've been, you know, they've been molested. They've been raped.
They're masking their pain with the drugs.
They're masking their pain. There's been so much going on.
Right.
Incarcerated. Incarcerated wrongfully.
Right.
Incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And these things created underlying mental health issues. I mean, think about it. How would you feel being incarcerated for a decade?
Right, absolutely.
And come out a decade and now.
Right, drug possession.
Pick
I mean, that's what
up.
We're.
Yeah. Oh, and then you got to think about the fact that a lot of the things that we go to jail for, marijuana, lower level cases, marijuana. And it's amazing to me because we see so many kids, and I have to say, Caucasian white kids sitting on the porch smoking a bong right down in Case Western Reserve. And I'm saying, so. You mean to tell me they can sit on the porch, smoke a
bomb? I haven't seen that, but
I've seen it. Man, I'm going to get the evidence in the picture because I'm like, they got a bomb big as these microphones. And I'm like, how the heck do they do that?
Right.
When the brother on the corner, he light up a joint, and he's on his way downtown to the county.
Right. Well, I do know that
we need to have some level playing
field. Absolutely.
We need to start to
no
level
doubt
our
about
people.
That. Absolutely.
We need to make it a clarion call. We need to say that it's not going to happen. It's not going to continue to happen that way. When we do one thing for one people, we're going to have to do the same thing for another segment of people.
And, you know, what is amazing to me is people get upset when we are out advocating. I'm always advocating for what's in the best interest of our community. And that doesn't mean that I'm racist. It doesn't mean that
I'm a
separatist or anything like that. I'm just for what's
you
in the best interest of my people.
Right.
And I think we all need to be like that. And it's important for us. And we can, and you know what, we also got to be able to understand other, we all have our own different opinions about different things, and that's okay. And this is how we have the clergy got together, because you know, the clergy, we can be very divided sometimes on various issues, but we decide, you know, there's some things that are just so big that we all got to agree on. We all agree that our communities look a mess, okay? And we got to do something. And doing nothing is not an option.
Well, Jesus said it best. He said, look, those that are not against me, they're with me. So
what are
we squabbling over all these issues when we can come together and make an impact that would be monumental? I guess a lot of people that I minister to and want to lead to the Lord, actually, you know, you ever tell your dog, sit down, and he turns his head sideways. And so when we come to them with our Christian love and support, and then we say, we need you to come to church Sunday, and a lot of them, they look because they wonder, are we really together?
Right. Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Definitely.
That is so true. Now, you said, and that's what the citywide revival is about. This young brother, he's going to be with us. I appreciate that. We're going to have a table with your stuff so people can know who you are. We want to make sure people understand how important it is that there is help out here right in our own community, and we want our communities to have the same advantages and the same amenities and the same opportunities that every other community has. So you can purchase a nice home, and you don't have to move to Solon to do it. You know, I mean, that's just you can have a particular drug issue, opiate problem, and you don't have to go all the way on the west side to go get help. You can go right around the corner and you can get the help that you need. They're going to be professional.
Hold on, what about the regeneration? gentrification? What about the, you know, a lot of us starting to leave our areas, leaving, our parents, our grandfather. I put it like this. My grandfather bought my mother a house on the east side of Cleveland, north side of Cleveland. He was a first generation free slave. So he bought her a house right down by Case Western Reserve.
Okay.
So a lot of our people are leaving these houses because right around the corner they're building $350,000 houses.
Right.
So these $350,000 houses are going to cause the taxes to go up in those communities. And a lot of the older people that are staying in these communities, they're not going to be able to afford to stay in those communities.
Yeah.
But without the police, without everything else that they get in the suburb, a lot of these elderly women are scared to even come out the door to go to the grocery store.
So now, Minister Calloway, you said a mouthful, but they have nothing to do with I'm in transition ministry, but you're so right. I agree with you.
Those issues lead to the drug, the alcohol, and everything else.
Yes.
That's stress, man.
Yes, it is.
That is stress. And then on top of all of that, you build Nemo's alcohol and liquor store right next to the Bible store on Euclid.
Absolutely.
Now.
That's true.
If that's not the devil, come
that
on.
That is. We got
is
the,
that.
The,
is that straight from hell?
That's straight from the straight pit from, of hell.
So the, last thing, the last thing we need in our communities is the first thing you render help with.
You're right.
Come on now.
He's strong. I love you, brother.
We're on the same page.
Very few people, Brother Shivers, that can get on the same page with us just that fast.
We really appreciate that.
But he's still talking. It's a holistic problem. It's not just a single problem.
And that's why
we're here every Monday talking about the problem, but also offering solutions. Thank you,
we're
my brother. I got to go. The radio, the music is on.
We're prayerfully asking for help and your support.
This
is not an anger issue. This is a cry and a cry for help.
We're here for you. That's right. Amen for that. And you're gonna come back, right?
Man, I ain't leaving.
Yeah, all right, he's going to stay. He's going to stay for the hour. All right, it got good to him. It got good to us, too. Dr. Jarvis, we only got 15 more minutes left. Might as well stay. Dr. Jarvis, get us out of here.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, where we discuss issues about the people, the places, and the people, the issues, and the community.
I'm ready to win.
NewsTalkCleveland.com.
Today, as a nation, we find ourselves caught having to deal with the repercussions of a country that may have caused its own internal divisions.
The Founding Fathers believe that we receive and enjoy our rights as individual children of God and not as members of one race or another, and that forms the basis of the American dream of freedom and justice. We must, as a nation, come together to solve our divisive issues of race as well as other social injustices.
Tune in Red, White, Black, Blue with Laverne and Jack every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. on WERE 1490 AM radio. A house divided cannot stand.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216 518 1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic update sponsored by ExxonMobil's new Synergy Supreme Plus Premium Gasoline. If you're headed East Shoreway inbound, look for some heavy stop-and-go traffic between East 55th Street and Dead Man's Curve. There's been an accident reported in Cleveland blocking the right lane going Interbell southbound just after Ontario Street. There's another accident in Westlake going westbound 90 just before the Crocker Bassett exit. And if you're going westbound 480, look for some slow traffic delays between Warrensville Center Road and Valley View Bridge. Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy Supreme Plus Premium Gasoline. Their best fuel ever keeps your engine two times cleaner for better gas mileage. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for more details. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WEREAM, the People Station.
Though. That's what I'm talking about. We're back here with Pastor Aaron Phillips. I'm here with my newfound dear brother, Jace, Minister Jason Calloway, Brother Al Shivers, who brought him to the table. Thank you, Brother Shivers. I have to forgive you for all those things I've been talking about. You did a good thing, I tell you. That erases a whole lot of bad when you do one good thing like that. We really appreciate y'all being here today. We're in these last 10 minutes. We really didn't take a lot of callers, and Dr. Jarvis is with us by telephone. Say hello to everyone, Dr. Jarvis.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for calling in to hear about the people, the issues, and the community. And I have a question for the pastor.
Okay.
Okay, my question is, since you have doing your ministry, because someone had to let me know this is a ministry that has been given to me, since you've been doing your ministry, what are some of the struggles that you're having?
Probably one of the first struggles was going to the community and letting them know that we were going to be opening up sober houses next door to where they're living. And that, you know, these sober houses, you know, these people have been taken, so they're going to be giving back. We might come over, cut your grass, come over, take out your garbage, so that they, you know, disarm them and take away some of the stigmatisms that was placed out there about sober living, you know. So we let them know that we're coming into the neighborhood, but we're trying to remove those brothers from walking up and down the street with beer bottles.
Now, does any of those folks have a criminal record or anything like that? With that, is that an issue?
Absolutely.
That may be?
Most of them do have criminal records. So some of them have psychiatric, you know, issues, and you know, we're not going to. So do so many members of our family.
Right, that's true.
Exactly. Exactly.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, and you are so true, because people, there's such a stigma, but yet and still there are so many people who need to be in sobriety.
Right.
And they don't realize that it is a community like any other community.
This has to be a community effort, because, you know, a lot of those people walking past our doorsteps, our very doorsteps, are the same people we're to love. Jesus said what? He said, love thy neighbor. So who is my neighbor? Them that are closest to me. Them that are walking by me, that are high, that are drinking. And they need our love. They need our support.
So now, do you recommend the houses or a facility or a combination? What is the kind of the best path for recovery, or is it based on an individual?
It recommends a whole effort support, because before we can get them into the residential recovery aspect of it, we need to send them to a treatment facility, treatment and detox, so that first of all, as they start to detox from these drugs and alcohol, that we don't lose them.
So that would be a whole separate from the neighborhood or somewhere.
That's
else.
All the way. Okay. That's out in a detox facility, and we do need our own. I'm gonna make this a clear call. We need our own spiritual detox and supporting centers to represent Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We don't need no 12. Nothing against 12 step. If we're gonna say 12 step is a way to Christ and we don't take Christ out, and said that tree is my greater, my higher power.
Right, right.
You know, it's so interesting that you said that, because we had a fundraiser. We have an annual fundraiser for Sobriety in Motion, which is held at the Ed Keenan Center on Brook Park.
Oh,
and there was some sponsors there were sharing with me that some of the men that they know of, they prefer being in a house of African Americans, of their kind, I should say, being people with their kind. So do you think that there is a benefit to having a sober house, just because ours was supposed to be just for black men, but because of the system, it won't allow us to have just black men? So do you think that there's a difference in ones that is a diverse compared to having an all-black facility for men? For individuals?
I'm going to be honest with you when I say that. I know Christ said there is no male, no female, no Greek, no Jew. So I think that when we start to enable ourselves to separate ourselves, that I think it's more so a problem that we'll have as a result of, you know, from other supporting financial institutes and stuff like that. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to say this again, and we're on the radio, but I have to say it. You know, they don't want to support us to get sober and get better.
Well,
I'm going to say this, and we work hard for our dollars. Do you want to take your dollars and go and support a bunch of kids in Lakewood?
I think that's a fair thing.
If I was to separate myself to that, but we're dealing with people, we're dealing with human beings that need help, and so we need to, you know, break down, because I welcome a lot of our Caucasian brothers, our Italian brothers, and all of them that need help. And I also, you know, I'm black. So, I ain't turning away.
Exactly.
I love who I am.
Right. And we don't have to. I'm unapologetic black. And just because I'm pro-black doesn't mean I'm against white folks. I'm pro-black. But I think that we want what's best in our community. We want the... what we are all looking for, if the facility is in our neighborhood meeting and it's targeting our people, that's going to take care of the population is going to take care of itself. But what we want to make sure that our facilities is the best facility, just like our schools are mostly those are our kids. That's what we got to be concerned about, our kids, and we want our schools to be the best schools. I don't want my high school in Cleveland to be getting a D and an F. I want them to be getting the same kind of grades and the same kind of resources that they're getting in the other neighborhoods. So we know the target audience will take care of itself. We just want to make sure that we're having excellent treatment facilities so our people can get the help they need.
Bring back a sense of pride to our community.
It makes a huge difference when you are an African American and you have resources and you get messed up on drugs, and you're an African American and you don't have resources and you get messed up on drugs. That's a huge different kind of pathway thing takes.
That's an awful sight when you see that.
Yeah, it is. And I'm telling you, as a person with a personal experience, I was glad that when I did finally decide to mess up, I did have some money in the bank. I was a professional.
People with that like chance. We both know what it feel like to go through that.
It's a tough thing. I mean, if you got to try to worry about it, you're going to take care of your family, where your next thing is going to come from, what kind of facilities you're going to be able to go to, what kind of treatment you're going to be able to see.
Reverend Phillips, who would ever imagine when they saw you that way that you are the man that you did
Today. Absolutely. I will tell you, my mentor is a person. He saw the good in me even when I was the worst of myself. And when you have that kind of support, that's what I'm telling you. When you have that kind of support, and nobody could have talked to me the way my mentor talked to me.
That was God.
You know, that's it. Nobody could have spoken to my life because he knew where I was coming from. He knew my culture. He knew my family.
Right.
So I needed that. We need that bond.
That's all.
And it's the same thing for any other culture. That's not a race thing. That's a cultural thing, and that's an okay thing.
Absolutely.
You know, so... Okay. That's what we're here for.
Hold on, Dr. Jarvis.
Al got a question.
One of the bad things is, even though that the first step is a detox, it's unable to get beds in those detox centers that hold people out here on the street. So just like you said, that we need to open up.
They're overcrowded.
Some detox centers is going to be first step that we need in our neighborhood.
We got to wrap up. Dr. Jarvis, you got 20 seconds. Go. We got 2 minutes. You got 20 seconds. Go, Dr. Jarvis. Go.
Okay. My question is, And I have visited many AA meetings, and they all stand up and start off with the same introduction. And I feel that continuously saying the same thing is not really being, like the AA, you go to the AA meeting, it's always the same, you know, conversation.
Okay, I'm introduction. Say that.
Is
there
anything that they can do?
Dr. Jarvis, that's more than 20 seconds. I got to let you go.
Okay.
I don't want us to get in the controversy between the treatment program. What works for some people may not work for other folks. If that's okay, if that works, if the AA program is working for you, that's okay. Whatever works for you. You know, I've been to AA. And I said, okay, I'm going
to go.
Oh,
no, no, I'm not against AA.
Hold on a second, Dr. Jarvis.
I'm not against it.
All right, I don't need you to speak no more. Listen, I know. We're going to get back our 30 minutes, but we're getting ready to go now. But so I don't want us to get hung up on that. What we want to do is make sure we have the best treatment that works best, tailor-made. I don't think that there's any cookie cutter solution. All different kind of people need different kind of things. But we do know there is a solution out there to get the best treatment, and we're out there for you.
But I have to say this, too. You know, we downplay Christ so much, and we don't really lift the name of Jesus up.
Yes, sir.
And I have to say that I'm not ashamed about Jesus.
Of the gospel of
and
Jesus.
They need the Lord in their life.
Hallelujah.
And I don't care what program you go to. When you were getting high and you were sick and you felt was about to die, you said,
you called on Jesus. I got to go.
Jesus,
thank
help
you.
Me.
Thank you for
go
listening. Ahead, appreciate that. You, Minister Calloway. Thank you, Brother Chivers. Thank you, Dr. Jarvis. We're going to have this is why we're going to get our 30 minutes back next week. God bless you, Cleveland. We love you. Don't forget. Citywide Revival, be praying on the way to choir rehearsal now. Hallelujah. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Love you, Cleveland.
Yeah.
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. WERE Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3 Cleveland.